This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville, FUBAR Radio.
Ohio, big tune, big new artist, I think, is going to make waves properly in 2019. Kind of, I'd file next to Little Sims, and that's a very small filing cabinet because there aren't very many MCs doing what they're doing, especially female MCs, women MCs.
Yeah.
You know, so file next to Little Sims, and that's definitely a compliment, I think. Sims is definitely a trailblazer, and yeah, Flo-Hio's, I'd definitely tip her for big things in 2019. It is the Eminem show of sorts, but there's no Marcel today. So it's the, we're gonna call it the J&M show.
J&M,
yeah, or the M&J, the MJ show. MJ. We're gonna call it the MJ show. Of course, Marcel isn't here. He's not here on the last week of every month, right?
Yeah.
So he'll do 3 out of 4. Every fourth show, we'll get a very special guest in. And this guy has been in as a guest a couple of times, but also as a special guest, co-host, I think once or twice.
I think twice. Is it twice? You've been in as a co-host? You've been in loads.
I think
been in loads.
Me.
I think this will be the third time.
Yes.
Oh, third, wow. He's on for the hat trick. Let's call it the third, because that sounds more magical, doesn't it? Yeah. Third time lucky indeed. It is Jody Abacus. How are you doing, sir?
I'm well.
Yeah.
A little bit anxious because the album's coming out on Friday.
It's a big day on Friday.
Yeah, it's a big day. It's been a long time coming. So, as you can imagine, it's like I feel pregnant.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you feel like you're about to deliver a baby?
It feels like in a, you know, not in a physical sense, in the mental sense that, you know, it's been a while. You know what I mean? All of these stories and everything on the album and that. And finally, you know,
it's out in the world.
Yeah, it's due on Friday.
Do you believe the phrase that it takes your whole life to write a first album? Have you kind of
that would make
that with
no,
the songwriter?
No, yeah, absolutely. This would absolutely make sense in that way. In case, you know, so as you can imagine, it feels a bit, you know, and it's I'm close to it.
Yeah,
these are my stories. Mm-hmm. I wrote the whole thing.
Yeah,
and it's amazing.
Yeah, what kind of vibes can we expect? Can you tell us as much
listen,
as you can?
Listen, this album is as honest as I possibly could be to present a little smidgen of my life.
Yeah.
Told in a certain way.
In my own way.
You know what I mean? These stories can be told different, multiple ways. Do you know what I mean? But this is, I came as honest as I could.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't play to any kind of ruling.
Yeah.
I did what I did naturally.
Yeah, you've always broken the rules.
Yeah,
that's what made me a fan of your music.
Right.
It's always, you broke R&B rules for me.
Yeah,
Because when I first heard you, in your very first iteration, you know, in the very first version of yourself, I instantly became a fan because of the understanding of of many very different styles of making music.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah,
and that kind of carried on to the point where even we have worked together musically.
Absolutely.
And it was on a song that I just loved so much that you'd recorded yourself as a solo artist that I just had to hijack the fucking song. And I say this every time you come through, and it means the same thing every single time. Like I'm a huge fan. I really, really personally can't wait for this album.
Uh-huh.
It's called Take This and Grow Flowers.
That's the one.
And I read into a lot of things. I like to read between the lines. I overthink too much. I've been accused of this many times.
There's a lot of people out there that don't think.
And I kind of see that as a double entendre.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of see it as like seeds, perhaps. Seeds.
Thank
but
you.
Then also, if you don't like it, it's shit. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
But you can still grow flowers.
Right, okay.
That.
So you understand this. My very first title for the song, for the album, was meant to be Take Shit and Grow Flowers.
Right.
But then I changed
it. This is an anagram of shit as well.
Thank you very much. That's exactly what it is.
Right.
But there's a lot of double meanings and little hidden meanings inside the album that people won't, they might be like, what did you mean by that? And I'll have to open it up and explain to you.
Of course.
Might sound friendly, might sound it, but there's a little bit of a thing to it.
There's a little bit of an undertone.
It says on your press release that the album was inspired by the worst mental fuck with my head year.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's where the title is.
Yeah.
When you're writing songs, these are the things, you know, you go through all your stories, all of the crap, you know, your little stresses, the little heartbreaks or whatever. You collect all of these things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And, you know, aside from everything else that goes on that prevents you from creating this thing, you know, you're taking these things and you're creating what potentially is the seed that you grow flowers with. And that's what I've come up with, the album. Do you know what I mean? So, I'm excited, man.
Me too. Quite a healthy length. Mm. How many tracks exactly again?
14.
14, that's
14 tracks in all.
Including a track called Cypress Hill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is inspired by?
I was in Amsterdam one day. And and I just happened to be going to the toilet and I just ended up singing. It was dark.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how the song was birthed.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in a studio. I was working with Ben Westbrook. I don't know if you ever heard of him. West Beach, rather. And and the lights were off in the passageway. And as I was walking, I was like, I'm going to go to the toilet in the dark.
Mm.
You ain't heard the song yet, But the very first line is about what I'm doing in the toilet.
Okay.
That's the very first line. Okay. But the song is literally, if you heard it, it would be about, you know, it's about the situation with the whole injustice in America with the police shootings and Colin Kaepernick. It's like a voice, two voices saying, what the hell's going on? And if we can't change it, it's got to burn. Mm. Literally saying, if we can't change, no one can't see what's going on, it's rather, it's like two voices, like we might as well burn the place if nothing's, you know, happening. So the song's got a little bit of Trump in it. It's got that kind of theme. Mm. But yeah.
And these are all kind of like thoughts that you had on the throne.
This is yes.
Yeah. You do most of your deepest thinking. I think I'm being serious. Yeah. I think I do most of my deepest thinking taking a shit.
Okay.
Or standing up
in and around the event.
Yeah. Urinating.
Either.
Yeah.
One of the
less
two.
So urinating. I'm usually on my phone when I'm urinating, so I'm distracted.
Right.
Okay. Do you know what I mean?
Dick
scrolling. Yes. Yeah, scrolling.
Texting.
No, not necessarily texting, but scrolling. Scrolling's easier than texting. Back in the day, I probably would have been. You know the ones when it was when before smartphones, you had to tap. You had to tap like three times for a K or something.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, you know, well, it's very dexterous.
Very talented. You can get you. Penis the text for you.
It's true. That's for another song. That's for album two. But what is your favourite song from the album, if you can?
Man,
if you can choose.
Okay, look. There's the thing about this whole album is that I came from every single emotion is explored. Like I don't do anything unless I feel that emotion. If there's anger, I'll take it and I'll convert it into that. If there's sadness, it has to be 100% sadness. I have to be there crying at the piano in order to make that song. I have to feel that. It's like anything you do, like in your kitchen or anything like that to do with food or anything, any little bit of ingredients that you put in, you're doing it so that you can present this to other people and so they can feel the same way that you do when you're presenting something. You know, I have to come completely honest and with all those emotions. And but in terms of my favorite song, I can't really they're all my babies.
Which one do you listen to most at the moment?
Okay, so the only one that I really listen to the most possibly is Cypress Hill.
Okay.
only because it's the last one that I made. Probably, yeah, one of the last ones I made.
I get that a lot if I make music as
exactly.
well. I still go through that phase where I'm just deciding everything about the song itself. And you try and have that out-of-body experience. And
you
try
do
and
because
be
you
not yourself.
This is what I'm saying, because you're in a certain place when you make the song.
Yeah.
You're in a certain place, and when you listen to it again, sometimes you go, what was I thinking when I did that? Where was I? Do you know what I mean? And that's the magic of it. Just letting yourself go and having that emotion. And sometimes you have to go from look from the outside in, or else you, especially if you're performing, because you can pick up those emotions and deliver it on the stage. Which sometimes people, which I think possibly people like to see raw.
Yeah, absolutely.
Raw.
Fergie pissing herself on stage must be like the top of a lot of people. Because if anything's going to sum up emotion on a stage most, it's going to be you losing all control over your bodily functions and just literally letting it all go.
Yeah.
Did she piss herself or shit herself?
Piss herself. Pissed
Who
herself.
Did?
She wet herself.
Fergie from Black Eyed Peas.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it a spray or was it a dump?
It was like, I think it was just an ever-growing patch.
Wow.
Yeah. Lenny Kravitz split his trousers, carried on performing with his dick out.
He doesn't wear underwear. Not bothered. So got quite an eye for the crowd. He carried on.
Literally, someone got struck in the eye.
Yeah.
American Savile.
That's the name of his next album.
Yeah.
He wears very Savile. Tight trousers as well, doesn't he, Lenny? So, yeah.
Mr. Lenny.
Yeah.
There you go. Let's get into...
We've got our first guest coming in.
Wow,
I just want to
already?
Mention. Yeah, yeah.
We should probably describe what's going to be going on.
Yeah, that would be...
On this show. So for the next hour and 45 minutes, we're going to be talking a lot more, but we're going to have some more guests in joining myself, Jody Abacus, and, of course, Natalie. We're going to have Rukshana Maurice in... at 4:15, Yeah. Well, we'll give her a while to settle in.
Sure.
Because I want to find out what you've been up to first, because you've been to Naples.
I went to Naples. I brought you some chocolate back.
You did.
Authentic chocolate.
So we'll get Roxana in a bit later, and then we've also got Flowassist coming in, and she's going to be talking to us about Flowvember, which
she is
the
yeah.
Very aptly named month that we are actually in right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
She'll explain when she gets in, and then after that, the last guest of the day is Jelani Blackman, who's got new music that he's going to be talking to us about. So, Naples.
Mm. Have you been to Naples, either of you?
Never. I've not been to Italy.
Ah, it's
I've been
a beautiful,
to Italy, but not Naples.
Beautiful place. It's really near a active volcano, Vesuvius.
How active?
Not that active. They get a little bit of a tip off. It could be active at any moment. But
is it on Instagram?
It's huge. You can just you're just seeing there and you see it. Oh, there's a volcano. Okay, that's
right.
Nice. I mean,
so not that active.
No, not enough that I wasn't hot by the lava or anything. Mm. It was fine. But it's they're very nice people in Naples. Very good food. A lot of gelato. A lot of the home of pizza. Well, everywhere says that in Italy. And the home of pasta.
Everyone says that in Chicago as
they
well.
They do, actually, don't they? They say, yeah, it's a home of like, no, it can't be. But most people thought I was Italian, which I liked about. I liked that a lot.
Did you play it up?
Of course, I do a lot of gesticulation with the hands. Let me have a white or wine.
How long did you stay for?
I was there for 3 days.
And did you live it up? Nah. When you go on a city break, do you push the boat out?
I went too hard on the... Well, because everywhere's open there. Okay, so I don't know how they do things quite differently to here. So if you want to have lunch there, if you want a nice bowl of pasta, don't think about getting one until at least 2 p.m. Because before that, all they do... And it's a general idea, but I sat in a cafe because it was raining for a bit, and people just come in, espresso, pastry. That's all they have.
Right.
I don't know how they're not diabetic, to be honest. But they have that. And then dinner time, because I know someone, shout out Antonio, who's there.
Shout out Antonio.
Who was absolutely disgusted by the thought that we would have dinner at 6 or 7 o'clock. Is appalled by this.
Okay.
That's not...
Interesting.
Dinner, nothing before 9. Nothing before 9 p.m. Nothing at all. And so they have dinner at 9, and then they go out, you know, around 11 p.m. because they're out till 4 a.m. because that's everything's right. open all night and doesn't shut. So yeah, on the Friday I was in a very cool bar, which was a record shop and a bar, but it never closed. And then it did close. I walked past another bar, I heard Kendrick, and so I went in there.
What,
that was
live
open.
Or playing
Kendrick was in there. Kendrick Lamar.
Really?
No.
Oh, God.
I just heard it was so loud. I was like, oh, let's go and have a look here. That was open till around 4. So that's, and it's also very cheap there. The Aperol Spritz is the drink of choice when you're there. Mm-hmm. Everybody drinks it.
Uh-oh.
All the time.
What was the temperature?
Weirdly, really, like, really crazy hot, nearly 30 degrees on the Saturday. But then on the Monday, it was pouring down with rain and like 10 degrees. So it can very much change in a day.
Okay.
So I went for dinner with a politician whilst I was there.
Okay. Uh-oh. Natalie's living that Killing Eve life.
Yeah.
What's going on?
So it was my friend's dad. Then it was an interesting meal because they did not speak basically a word of English. And I'm Italian, although I am
did
Italian.
Did you have to gesticulate loads?
Yeah, loads. But we had a nice time there. I've got my new family. They want me to go. They kept saying, when are you coming back over? The only thing you're not allowed to mention when you're there, and it was said to me like this, don't mention the MIFIA.
MAF, do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was asking, what is the MIFIA?
Did I say MIFIA? MA, I meant MA.
That was after you had a couple of drinks.
Yeah. Yes.
Where's the MIFIA?
It's the alcohol, you left the A out.
So that's nice. It was very nice, yeah. There's lots of army around there, lots of people walking around with guns.
Really?
Legal guns. Yeah.
What, is it like open carry, or is it are these people that are like from the armed forces?
From the army, by the beach when I went down. Right. There's lots of people with big guns walking around.
Well, they would be on the beach, wouldn't they? Big guns.
It's true in both senses of the word. So everyone's just really attractive. It makes me sick, but
fair
it's
place.
A nice place to be, and it's cheap as well, you know.
Okay. And did you go? Did you go alone? Did you go?
No,
with
I
friends?
Went with a friend, and then we met up with some people there. The politician, who's his dad.
Are you a spy now?
Well, I wouldn't know.
Because I've noticed whenever Natalie goes to another country, it's always like. Very, very little is spoken of it, and it's always like a city that you've seen in one of these kind
it's
of
vague. Yeah, it's always very vague.
Who did you kill? That's the question.
Well, I can't reveal that, obviously.
And she'll tell you very kind of ordinary things that anybody would. Okay. It's like she's rehearsed the script.
Yeah.
But then she'll drop in the fact that she went for lunch with a politician. So then you're like, okay, now we're getting insight into what you really
did. No, it was nice. I wasn't sure what was going on because they kept saying, when are you coming back to Naples, the politician? I was being through a translator.
And you're like, I can never come back here.
Forget I ever came
you
here.
Must it also
never
leave.
Happened. It never happened.
You sure he wasn't in Turkey?
No. No, definitely in Naples. It was nice. It was fun. I had a nice time there because there is some... kind of thing between Rome and Naples where there are some people that work in this building who are from Rome, and when I said I was going to Naples, they said, oh, don't wear any jewellery, it's going to be stolen, it's really nothing
from your person, or
yeah, they were saying like, oh, it's quite dodgy. But I realized that there is a rivalry between Rome and Naples, because when I was in Naples and so they were like, this is better than Rome, isn't it? And I went, yeah, of course. I mean, they're both really lovely, so but I know
I bet it's the priests
when in Naples
all the time.
Yeah, right.
I bet they've got the turf war guy and it's the priest.
Wow. I saw lots of nuns as well. They're just knocking about. Yeah. It's nice. So
in the bars and that?
Yeah, just in the bars.
Aperol Spritz, their drink of choice as well.
Yes.
With a dash of wine.
Exactly. It's the blood of Christ. So that's nice. So yeah, it was a nice, I recommend it. Go to Naples.
Sounds like you have had a great time.
I did actually. I went quite big. Because you have to, because they
go
don't...
Go big and go home.
If you go out at 7 p.m. though, which I didn't, it's deserted, absolutely deserted. Even on a Sunday, nothing opens, including like shops, pharmacies, tobacco, whatever, until
the
7 p.m.
The UK used to be like that though, didn't it? Do you remember?
Yeah, it used to be shut. Yeah, nothing open.
But actual shops, like Boots or whatever, which would be open earlier and shut 4 p.m. here, doesn't open until sort of 5 p.m., 5-6 p.m.
Oh, wow, that's all right.
Right, yeah, so everything comes alive. I thought I was dead here on a Sunday, but everything comes alive after dark, I can tell you that.
Fair play.
Yes.
Go on now.
Yeah.
You should actually just be a
travel guide.
Yeah, when you kind of retire from spyhood, then you should be a travel writer.
Well, what do you think? I'm going to Brussels. That's in a bit too. So
you know what I mean?
That's why I'm
turning up in The Hague.
Exactly.
And shit.
You'll see me in there.
Everywhere. Just turn up everywhere. Brussels, The Hague. Where else am I going to see you?
White House.
Yeah.
Probably.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Can't rule it out.
Wouldn't be surprised. All right, let's get into a song.
Right. Well, we're going to play your song, the song I've been sent, Fruitless Possibilities.
Okay.
We also have a game later on with Jodie, related to the title of this song in some tenuous way, as you all know.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay, so let's play the song and then we'll get our first guest
in. FUBAR Radio.
There's a place in my mind telling me it won't be by my heart's a lie. If I kissed your lips, would you relax, be cool with it, just take some time? There's a demon in you, I can clearly see it in your eyes. There's a demon in you, I can see it clearly in your eyes. Can I convince you to rearrange your rainbows to the other side? Yes, it's dangerous and full of mystery and homicide. Yes, it's frivolous and it's so carefree, but the thrill of the ride. So close, but yet far away. 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 close but yet so far away.
That was the enthralling Fruitless Possibilities by Jody Abacus, who joins us as my guest co-host today.
Good afternoon.
Alongside myself and Natalie. And we've got our first special guest in today in the form of the lovely and overdue Roxana Maurice.
Thank you.
Not at all. Thanks for coming through.
Thank you.
We were talking, I don't know how much you can say about this on air, but we were talking about where you've come from.
Yeah.
And it's just so exciting. I just had to kind of snitch, basically.
Go on and do it. It's all right. Go on.
So you've been writing with Disney.
Oh no! I didn't know you was going to do that and go there. Yeah,
sorry.
I have. It's all right. Don't
I had
worry.
To. I
yeah,
had
no,
to.
we're doing a writing camp. With Disney and Tyard and Universal.
But it's all shrouded in secrecy.
It's
so
kinda,
that's
yeah,
about
it's all,
all
a bit
you
like,
can
yeah,
say,
yeah,
right?
That's all. But yeah, no, it's
that's incredible.
Cool. It is cool.
Just wanted to put that.
That's amazing.
Happy and smiling.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
While dressed in an amazing black hoodie that says, yeah, do you know, delete your idols. I love that.
It's
I love
good,
the duality.
It is, yeah.
I love the duality.
You've got to give it a bit of balance. Mm.
But you like Jodie, because you've obviously just heard Fruitless Possibilities.
It's amazing.
You don't let yourself fit into boxes either, do you?
No, I don't think as humans we do. I think we're all very individual, and I think especially
dynamic.
As creatives, mm-hmm. it's no better feeling than being able to just show that in your music, in your art, in whichever way, but that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Fucking
thank
beautiful.
You.
I heard
it
I
was
can
an
swear.
Amazing song. Yeah, of course you can. Let it all
love
out
it.
Now, man. For all those interviews you've done in the past where you couldn't, innit?
Oh, just, God, yeah. Bitten tongue, bitten cheeks. It's a lot.
But the new single, Sober,
yeah,
is the kind of inspiration obvious in that?
Yeah, I mean, it is. A lot of people do look at it and they're like, you know, is it because you have a drinking problem? I mean, everybody got a drinking problem. But anyway, no, it's pretty much about calling somebody, not being able to, when you're drunk, at like 2 a.m. in the morning and just trying to speak to them and tell them about the things you can't tell them when you're sober.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that is, so it's pretty obvious, yeah,
yeah.
Kind of.
When was the last time, if you can say, that
what,
you were
the drunk
in that
doll?
Situation?
Oh, yeah. God. Oh, ooh.
Have you been in that situation this year?
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
Have you, Jay? Have you, Jody?
If you're an alcoholic, it's practically every day. Right? I'm not saying you're an alcoholic. You know, I drink.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have done that. I've done that before.
Yeah, I've done it before.
I've
done it before. I can't remember the last time I did it, to be honest with you. Natalie did it in Naples. I can see by her face.
I love it. I have a flashback.
Yeah. Roman was a motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you weren't even in Rome.
No.
My head was in Rome. My body was in Naples.
I love it.
So the new single is it out at the moment?
Yeah, it's out.
It's out at the moment.
It's out.
Well, we're going to hear it very soon. But before we do... we just wanted to chat to you because you're just mad interesting.
Oh man, thank you.
And it, like I said, it's long overdue you being on the show. So take us. You're signed to Communion.
I am. I'm signed to Communion and Caroline International.
Mm-hmm.
And also with Universal.
Yep.
Which is pretty cool. What else do you all know?
Well, what's it like on the roster? Because there's some, you know, obviously it's very focused on singer-songwriters, isn't it?
It is.
As a label.
It is, and I think, I mean, I do, from the communion perspective, I think I do definitely stand out compared to maybe other artists that they've got on their roster. Mm. But I think that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
And I think that's the great thing about them as a label, is that they're forever pushing music that they believe in, or music that they love. And yeah, I'm happy they're a part of the project.
Okay, okay. Yeah. And the project is very interesting, because the single is out now, but it's part of a double album,
basically,
or no,
yeah,
an album split into two parts.
That's it. Yeah, yeah.
One album. I love the title as well. Child of Today. No one abbreviates of anymore.
I know, but it just had to be done.
It looks good. It looks good.
It's just like, okay.
Child of Today. Yeah, I love it. So Child coming out first.
Yeah, Child will be out in December.
Yeah,
and then Today will be out probably the first quarter next year, so like spring.
Yeah, yeah. Are you quite nervous about releasing an album so late in the year?
No, I'm not. I think, do you know what? Any time I ever think too deeply about things and try and do things the way how things are set, like anyone in life, it always goes fucking wrong, man. Mm. Like, whereas if you just do shit based on how you feel, I know December's always considered to be like the quiet month where everybody at the label.
Greatest hits, Michael Bublé territory.
Good, Michael Bublé, Mariah Carey.
Yes.
Shut your mouth up and don't bring anything out until January. Like, you know what I mean? It's one of them. But... Nah, you gotta do things boldly, man. Stormzy did it.
So
why not?
This is very true, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think it's whenever your season is.
Yeah.
Whenever your season is.
Get the feels in.
Yeah,
that's man.
Oh, yeah, would you say they're nice, wintry kind of wrap up warm?
Yeah, they've got a couple of them in there where you can sit down with a little whiskey by the fireplace moment. Definitely deeply reflect and get yourself ready for January. But there's also some vibrant moments in there as well. But yeah. I'm not scared.
Good.
Cool. Yeah.
And can we hope for like a tour in the new year? Because you're really quite accustomed to touring now, and you've been on some huge ones.
Yeah,
right?
I've been really lucky to be on a few tours. First tour I done was with Bears Den, James Bay, Rag and Bowman recently, O Wonder. Mm-hmm. Been on quite a few good tours.
Yeah.
Michael Quanica, Jake Isaac. The list goes on and on and on.
Yes.
But and I love it. I love touring. I think that's where you really start to see the music just come alive.
Yeah.
That's the birthing process, I think, of bringing it to life in front of everyone.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And did you pick up any notable things from any of the particular tours? Like seeing... Have you adopted anyone's kind of mannerisms, if you like, performing?
Yeah, I definitely have.
From watching them so long.
I think James... probably taught me the most. James taught me just be yourself and don't be afraid of stepping away and having moments to yourself before you go on stage.
Right.
I'm quite talkative, I'm quite like loud, and it's the ADHD in me, it can't stop.
Yeah.
But he always has quiet moments before he goes on stage, just 15 minutes, just to chill out and get yourself prepared and ready. And ever since I've started doing that, it makes such a massive difference for your performance, especially for like nerves.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's good. Yeah. So I pick that up.
Yeah. And because obviously you're being a solo artist, do you travel with, when touring, do you travel with a lot of people?
Yeah. I always try and have like a friend that comes to like a different city.
Yeah. Because it must
we
get
are,
lonely.
Or, yeah. And I've got all my, do you know what, to be fair, the band are like, they're my boys and they're my brothers. So I'm usually the only girl, which is the only thing that's a bit like, oh, fuck, so here we go.
More smelly.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's like, whose socks are those? Get rid of them. But no, generally speaking, we're quite cool. Like, I never really miss much because they're a part of my life anyway. So it's fair like play. Being on the road with your family. Plus, my manager has to come with me. He's like, right, I have to. At some point, I'm going to have to stop come with you. I'm like, oh no, you've got to come with me. Yeah,
fair. Well, we should get into the song now and then have a bit more of a chat after.
Wicked.
My head keeps spinning, where the hell am I now? One too many, not too far from the house, and I'm walking the line. So feet don't fail me now. I gotta call you, finally get the words out. God knows what it is you're hearing on the other line. Just listen while I try to say what it is I never did.
say goodbye. Give me what I try. When I'm sober, I always try to hide it. When I'm over, I always realize that when I'm sober, just can't seem to reach you when I'm down and out. I talk too much, but my heart's got no mouth. Spend too much like my pennies or pounds, so I'll only pretend. But what now? Will it be the end when the words come out? God knows what it is you're hearing on the other line. Just listen while I try to say what before we say goodbye. Forgive me while I try. 'Cause when I'm sober, I always try to hide it. When I'm over, I always realize when I'm sober, just can't seem to reach you when I'm down.
Sober. That was very sobering.
Thank you. Sobering.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wrote it when I was sober.
That was that. That this is the lovely Roxana Maurice who joins us in the studio right now, and that's taken from the album, the two part album, Child. Mm-hmm. Child of Today. Today. Sorry, yeah. For some reason I was thinking Child of Mine, like the song, the Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh yeah, I know.
Which I think also has an O apostrophe.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. It does, doesn't it? Yeah. Sick.
I'm not that original.
you can be filed up next to Guns N' Roses, man. That's pretty ingenious. No one's done it. No one's done it since.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, you know.
See,
filed up next to Guns N' Roses. I think that's super interesting. It's only you and whoever invented it to truncate it for the when you tell the time. A clock.
Yeah.
Or a groats.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's you four. It's you four. You're a very, very. You're in very elite company. So what's in addition to like touring the album, what can we expect? Videos?
Yeah, there's going to be some videos, quite a few of them actually. I'll probably start doing that once Child is officially out.
Yeah.
I'm going to put out another song next week.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's my birthday next Friday, so I thought, you know what, give them a song.
Happy birthday in advance.
What date is that? Second
of November.
I'm the second. I'm Scorpio.
Do you mix it in with Bonfire Night, the celebrations?
Nah, I'm keeping my, mine's on a Friday, so it's like separate.
So, yeah.
Definitely having my moment. And this year, I'm actually not going to do any partying or anything like that. My friends are absolutely livid. I'm going to stay at home, eat a please cake.
What's a please cake?
A please cake. Oh my God. So I met this guy here the other day, and he was showing, he brought in all these cheesecakes, but it's called please cake. He went on Dragon's Den,
right?
Pitched his idea, and then he got his funding. And mm-hmm. But the cake is so good; good.
Why is it called a police cake? Made out of police.
No, please, police like, please,
and thank
please.
You.
Oh,
please,
yeah. Right.
Please cake. Yeah.
It's
like one of them. So I'm going to have one of them for my birthday. Watch Mrs. Doubtfire, drink lots of tea from my Hendrix gin tea set, but just tea, and then just chill.
Fair play. Sounds like a good birthday to
you. Do you know what? I could probably do what you're not going to do because it's my birthday on that day as well.
Whoa.
No, no way.
That's a lie.
It's a lie.
Happy birthday, Brett, for next week.
No way. I promise you.
Oh, no.
It's my birthday.
Are you
next
related?
Week, Brett.
Maybe you're twins. Yeah.
Separated. Did you know that our birthday's on Day of the Dead?
Jesus Christ.
I'm doing that next year. I'm doing that in Mexico next year.
Really?
Yeah, Day of the Dead. So we've got some spiritual ancestral thing going on the day of our
birth. Oh, yeah, because
you know?
Halloween actually really lasts 3 days, doesn't it?
There we go.
The festival, like, there's the Eve, then there's All Hallows or something like that.
Yeah,
something
that's
like
that. It.
There's like, I think it's like three parts.
Well, by the time I finish drinking, I'm probably going to be half dead anyway.
Day of the half dead.
There you go.
You wish you had a cup of tea like me.
We'll be sober. We'll be sober. God damn, my liver's gone.
I would love to see a I don't know, double headline gig of Jodie Abacus and Roxanne.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
On your
that's
birthday.
That's a lot, isn't it? Yeah. On my birthday's next week, Friday.
Well, no, maybe the next birthday. It'll be Saturday next year, won't it?
I think it's quite quick maybe for next year. It's quite quick to organise this double header.
Or Sunday.
Yeah, maybe you have the day of your birthday just... Well, you stay sober, you get very drunk. And
well, maybe we can reverse it next year. Next year, you can get really sober, I can get really drunk.
Yeah. He knows.
Don't think my performance will be that great.
you got to be careful with that. I'll tell you that.
No.
Do you have a drink ever before you go on stage, or are you one of both? Are you one of those that just refrains from everything?
I've like what you're saying. I've got it down to a fine kind of ritual.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll make sure I eat 2 hours before.
Yeah.
And I might not even eat meat. I might eat something that's going to give me energy like later on. And then I'll rest. I'll have to have about half an hour's rest. I'll sleep on the floor. I don't care.
Okay.
But I just need to be resting.
Do you like to be alone as well? Do you like to have a period alone before you go?
Yeah, sometimes. But I'm not fussy. I don't, you know what I mean? Sometimes I could just zone out and be like, I'm one of these people that I need to make sure that everyone else is all right as well.
Right, yeah.
Because I need to make sure that are you all right? How are you feeling and stuff like that? So I can get everybody G'd up. So it's a great show.
Yeah, fair play.
So.
Well, I like the silent time, but I do like a drink in my silent time.
I don't know.
Drink can be quite.
I don't know.
A cheeky little one before the nerves kick in.
Yeah, but the thing is when you're playing the piano, right?
Oh, right.
Right, imagine you got this thing. You might have had it. I might have had it. Okay, let's go to the pub. We're gonna have a drink. I'm gonna stay over here, fellas, or whatever. Okay, just one, maybe a Guinness or shot of whiskey or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're on stage, right? You've had that drink. You're playing the piano. And then you start panicking in your head. But you're kind of coasting. But at the same time, you're like, oh my God, please don't black out. Do you know what I mean? And start playing the wrong notes. Because this happened before.
Right.
You're playing the wrong song entirely. You're playing someone else's Barry Manilow or something.
No, trust me, it can happen. Yeah. It can happen.
That'd be
you just
amazing.
Have to pull it up, you know. Just everyone stop.
Do you stop it?
No, you can stop, yeah.
I've stopped.
People don't mind. They don't mind. So long as you make it work. You know what I mean? You've got to make it not uncomfortable for them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And you just carry on.
The worst.
It's like he's not perfect. Oh my God.
I love him.
Yeah.
He's totally not perfect.
The worst is when no one knows if you've got a DJ or a band and no one knows you want to stop and then you're just saying stop, guys, for ages. But they're just into what they're doing.
Yeah,
and they're not looking at you like,
guys,
stop. And then it just starts to get really awkward because then you're just looking at the crowd and the crowd's just looking at you.
When you see that in like when it happens in films or whatever, it's always the bassist that's fully into it. He keeps playing long after everyone stops. They're still going.
He closes his eyes. He's gone.
He's gone. He's feeling
the Holy Spirit. One time.
You just got to let him play out the whole gig. Just stand there for 45 minutes. Just wake up. But so Sober's out now. Album's out this side of. This year and the other side. Tours coming soon, hopefully, videos. What else can we expect?
I'm
just trying to find out it all because I don't know when your next going to be around.
I'm working on something that is, I think, is going to be pretty special.
Okay.
And that's all I can say. I'm so sorry.
I don't know. You lot said Disney at the start. Are you working with SpaceX or something?
No. It's definitely going to be a UK-based project. But I'm looking to try and experiment with a certain type of artist doing something. Yeah.
Amazing.
Like but I'll come back to you with it. I promise.
Please do.
I promise.
For now, we do have to let you go because you probably got stuff to get on with.
Thank
and whatnot.
You so much, sir.
No, not at all. Thank you so much for coming through, sharing the music with us, sharing all the info with us. Let people know where they can find you to follow you up on the socials as
Absolutely. So it is Roxanna Maurice, and that is Roxanna. Merrise. I won't repeat that.
listen to the show again if you want to hear it again. You know, you can download the show from iTunes and foobarradio.com and whatnot. But yeah, thank you so much.
Thank
to
you
Rooksana
so much
for coming
thank
through. We're going
to
get into a song now, but when we come back, we're going to get into the first game of the day with Jody, and then we're going to have flow assist Angelani Blackman in later on down the line. It's FUBAR Radio. Boom. Impala, which is Theophilus London. See, I've caught the bug, the mispronunciation bug from Natalie. Theophilus London and Kevin Parker, Tame, aka Tame Impala.
Yeah, you spoke to him once on this station, remember?
Let's not get into that. I don't want to talk about it.
What happened?
Michael Payne's had a co-host, another co-host, whose
name we won't mention because I hate him right now.
He's the
is from Australia and said, oh, I've got Kevin Parker from who is Tame Impala. I got him on the show. He's on the phone, obviously, because he's in Australia. We were like, yeah, of course, amazing, amazing, amazing. Called him, spoke to him, put him through to the studio, chatted to him. Halfway through, it was one of the presenter's friends pretending to be Kevin Parker.
Are you serious?
It wasn't even halfway through. It was the full way through the interview. Hold on. When he told me.
Really?
Yeah.
So we're talking to the motherfucker for a good 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Swear down.
So what did they say? Joke's on you. What did they do?
I think it was April Fool's or something.
Actually, he just segued into just going, by the way, I'm not even really Kevin. I can't remember what the exact thing was, but it was so surprising.
Yeah, we had no idea. I had no idea. He completely kind of punked all
this. And a little part of me hates Hugh Joseph for that.
Yeah, rightly so. That's a sad 10
day.
Minutes you'll never get back.
Right. Of when you're thinking you're talking to one person.
Yeah.
Who happens to be one of your idols.
Right. It's somebody else. Well, move on to happier news. I've got a game for you, Jesse and Michael.
That's what I'm saying.
I've got a mouthful here.
You're going
chocolate
for that.
From Naples.
Is it nice? I haven't tried that one myself yet.
And
good.
A brain full of game.
Okay, well, it's related to the title of your song, Jody, Fruitless Possibilities. Uh-huh. I have got some fruit-related clips of songs. Mm-hmm. I just need to know if they have fruit less or fruit more YouTube views than the previous one.
Okay.
Okay?
Let's just crash ourselves into
it. Okay, so let's... And I'm just going to mark as I go here, rather than you go higher or lower. You can make a decision. Okay, so we're going to start with this song. 'Cause I'm going to Strawberry Field. The Beatles' Strawberry Fields wow. Forever from 1967 has 6.8 million views on YouTube. 6.8 million. Good yeah. number, right?
Yeah.
But does this song by Prince have more or less? She wore a red, okay, the Raspberry Beret, Prince, 1985. Does that have more or less, do you think, Jody, than 6.8 million? 6.8
It's fruitful.
Fruitful, you're
saying?
Say,
fruitful or
which is more.
Fruit more.
Fruit more, which is more. Fruit less, which is less. What are you saying?
Yeah. I'm Michael going Payne? Fruit more, 100%.
Okay, that is correct. And you have, I'll give you extra points if you get the right number. And you'll be surprised if you did. In the ballpark, what do you think, Jody? How many more?
I think Raspberry Beret has about 17 million views.
Mm-hmm. Michael Payne?
I'm going to go 10 million.
No, it's like 13.83.
Okay,
so respectable. Okay, so that's on 13.83 with Prince. Does this song have more or less? Marvin Gaye from 1968. I heard it through the grapevine. More or less than 13.83?
Okay, is this on YouTube, right?
Yes, all on
so
YouTube.
So we got to find out who posted it.
Yeah.
Who uploaded it? Did YouTube upload it or did...
I can't give you any of these
Starman 5968.
Marvin underscore G-A-Y.
Is this the HD version? Or is this like the custard vision version?
What do you think? What's your head telling you?
Okay, have you got the top post?
Yeah,
I've
got the top post of every single one.
Okay. I'm going to go for 25 million views.
Okay, so you're saying fruit more, okay?
Fruit
more than Prince with Raspberry Beret. And what are you saying?
I'm going to go fruit more as well.
Okay,
I'm going to bring it down to 20 mil.
That is correct. What did you say, Jody?
It's 25.
I'm giving you that a point because it's 24.81 million views.
Wow.
So that
Jody
gets,
in the...
Jody uploaded it.
Yeah.
That gets...
I'm telling you. This is why I came. This is the reason why I'm here.
That's okay? the only reason. All right, so that is 24.81 million views for Marvin Gaye. What about this? I found my thrill. Blueberry Hill, 1956. Is that fruit more or fruit less? You start this time, Michael Payne.
I'm going to go fruit less.
Okay, Jody. Fats Domino. Fruit less. Okay, that is a point for both of you. Any guesses on the figure of how much less?
600,000.
Okay.
I'm going to go with 17 million.
No, it's 11.5 million.
Wow.
So you underestimated Fats Domino
there
a bit,
did.
Didn't you?
Okay. I really did.
11.5 million. This song, does it have more or less? I'm nothing with a subtle. It's Blood Orange, Chamakay. More or less views?
Than Fats Domino.
Yeah, Fats Domino with Blueberry Hill, which had 11.5 million.
Less,
Jody, what are you saying? Okay, that is correct. And how many less? What do you think of views? What do you got for Blood Orange?
That's 11, so probably 5 million views.
Michael?
I'm going to go 3 million.
Yes, West Point is 3. 3 million. 3 million views for Blood Orange there. Wow, okay.
I'm trying to look ahead at all times.
Blood Orange had 3 million views. What about this from Snoop? Peaches and cream. Uh-oh, there she goes. Just that look all on her face. Shorty dancing like Peaches and Cream. Snoop, 2015, more or less?
Fruit. Wow, it's a weird
peaches
one.
And cream.
Fruit more.
Fruit
I
more,
but it's
more
not a lot. Well,
okay,
but
fruit
only
more.
It's Snoop.
It's that
I
is
think
a point,
it's
but
marginal.
How
though.
More? How much more than 3 million?
8 million.
Okay,
I reckon 5.
14.83 wow. million views for Peaches and Cream. There. Okay, so that's that. So has this song had more or less? Real Lady Mama. So that was from 1974, LaBelle, Lady Marmalade. They say large, don't they?
Yeah,
but,
they do, don't they? I think it rhymes better.
Yeah.
More.
Also, I never realised how much the lead singer sounds like Maya Rudolph when she plays the hormone monster in Big Mouth.
Oh.
If she sang, she would sound
like... Is it that cartoon on Netflix?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's fucking never got amazing. It. It's so good. So
I'm going to have to do 3 tries.
Okay.
Try it. It's sure. Good.
Okay.
Good. I'm going to go... So Lady
both,
Marmalade.
What you said, yeah. It's a classic.
More or less than Peaches and Cream.
Yeah.
By Snoop. Yep. I'm going to go more. Yeah, mm-hmm. Fruit more.
Okay, what are you saying, JD?
Fruit less.
5.44 million.
Sure.
Lady Marmalade.
Do you know what? I reckon it got eclipsed by fucking Christina Aguilera.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then.
Yeah. Aguilari.
Aguilari. That's what Jay-Z calls her in a song, so that's literally what I call her now. Wow. Christina Aguilari.
Well, that had 5.44 million views. So finally, okay. Did this song have more or less than that?
I'm the biggest hypocrite in 2015. When I finish this, if you listen, then sure you will agree. This plot is bigger than me. It's generational hatred.
Oh, that's a good one. I remember when that dropped.
Back of the Berry, Kendrick, 2015.
More.
So...
Fruit more.
More
than 5.44 million views.
Yeah, fruit yeah. More. Fruit
okay,
more.
That is correct. Do you have any suggestions as to how much more Kendrick has got views of?
32 million views.
Okay. Michael Payne?
I'm gonna go a bit wild here and say 50 million views.
Well, unbelievably... You've got that. There is 32 million, Jodie.
Oh
so.
My God!
So five,
look
six.
At her butt, Becky.
Oh, crazy!
What?
I was like, oh,
I told
okay.
You this is why I'm here.
Which means
the only reason why I'm
that
here.
For one of the first times over, Michael Payne is in second place with 7. You won't clap that, fair but Jodie wins with 8. Jodie wins with 8. Spot on. So yeah, that's play. Very good. Okay.
Fair play.
Well, we do have another game when Floetis comes into the studio. Don't worry about that. And she's going to come into the studio next. So let's go to a track and then we'll get her in.
Well, the background was New York City. I met you at a hotel bar. We walked around till the sun went down as the skyline played the stars. You asked me about my future plans and said they all sounded that in New Orleans, a woman told you things to confirm you and I should, but it don't matter. Well, we are gone. Long as I got you, come on home to. Together we can go.
That's Where We Are by Curtis Harding, who's one of Natalie's favourites.
I love it. I love everything he ever releases.
It feels like going back in time when you listen to his voice, doesn't it? Feels like we're listening to it on 45s.
Yeah, we should be.
We actually really should be.
Yeah.
Speaking of going back in time, we're very, very, very pleased and honoured to welcome our current guest, because we're going to be looking back at 20 years.
20 years.
20 years with her, and she's a fucking legend, man. Do you know what I mean? There isn't really any other way I can put it, man. I've got to put it in the most vulgar term. She's a fucking legend. It is. It's the Flow Assist.
Oh,
man.
Bless your heart.
It's really, really good to have you here.
It's lovely to be here. It really is.
I feel like I've seen what I would kind of what I perceived as the very beginning of your career, but that was only the very beginning of Flowetry.
Yes,
you know, back in the MTV bass days when you burst onto the scene, and I was like, this is amazing. Like, the UK has got this spoken word neo soul vibe to it,
right?
And it's very credible, and I've been a fan ever since of what you've done as Flowetry and what you and Marcia have done in your own right as a solo performers. Yes. But before even Flowetry, you were a spoken word performing artist.
Absolutely, performance artist indeed.
And how did, because I want to know from the very beginning, I said, I've only ever witnessed the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
How did Flowetry meet?
Oh, well, you know what? I've walked in and Jodie's here. We all met at the same time. We all met at performing arts school, at the Brit School. Well, to be honest with you, Marsha and I actually met before that as kids. I was about 10. Marsha's 2 years older than me. Mm-hmm. So I was about 10, 11, through basketball. Jimmy Rogers just passed recently, Top Cats.
R.I.P., yeah.
You know, much love. I didn't get to go to his...
I saw him speak at the Space Jam.
Yeah, man. I only saw, you know, sometimes online's good for this. I was only able to keep up with Jimmy Rogers, you know, the celebration of his transitioning and passing on and moving forward. I saw it online. But seeing as you're asking, Marshall was the original Brixton Top Cat.
Yeah.
And I was a bit more of a street baller, I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
You know the way there? That's how we met.
Yeah.
And then some years later, we ended up at performing arts school together. And she's a couple years above me with Jody there. And it all started to happen there.
Yeah, yeah.
It was after I left there that I came to the realization that I was a performance poet. Mm-hmm. There I was studying acting, theatre, and writing was always my thing. I had a girl group there, Debonair, big up the girl there. We were shutting it down, and then Debonair, Destiny Child stole our stuff. You know what I mean? It's all right.
Everyone's got their parts.
No, you know what, Debonair, we got three beautiful children out of Debonair, which is how we moved on. Yeah. All of them big man now leaving uni and stuff.
Mm.
But then, yeah, I came to realise when I got into the big wide world, I didn't want to give myself up to all these old scripts by people that I don't too agree with and you know, prostitute my soul.
Mm.
And I had things to say, so I became a performance poet. Mm. And then once that happened, I was doing that for about 8-9 months until I called Marsh down. I felt she was being kind of wasted in the mainstream world that's just very judgmental, quick to, and not really about talent. So I asked her to come down to the spoken word, open mic realm where people lose it when you're talented.
Yeah, of course, you know, man. And it still happens.
Oh, I love it. I live for it. And that's how Flowetry started. So it was me being a fan of Marsha's vocal and the possibility of her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also me getting on the very beginning of my journey, which I've been on for the past 20 years, which is poetic delivery, musical intent. Mm-hmm. How do you marry the spoken word with music so that it becomes more palatable and so that the content doesn't get drowned out the way that it does when you're just focusing on beats and rhythms and melodies, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So that was the beginning of that. And can you believe it? Flowetry signed in 2000 and dismembered at the end of 2006. So it's hard to even fathom that happened in such a time.
That's
two studio projects, a live album, and constant touring, which was just so awesome. That's not to account for, you know, working with Michael Jackson, Prince, Earth, Wind & Fire, Jill Scott. I mean, the list really kind of goes on.
Mm.
Yeah, knocking it out, you know. And then Marsha and I think as we were set to do, anyone who knows Nat and Marsh from back in the day knows, it's two individuals.
Yeah, of course.
And what worked so wonderfully about Flowetry, I think, was that two people that are so absolutely opposite were able to align themselves and humble themselves for the art.
Yeah.
And then what happened was this thing happened.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And went exactly as it was supposed to. It was phloetic, phloicism, phloology.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're absolutely right. You could see that duality. I've used that word like twice now in this show. But there was the kind of profound street wisdom that you had. You could tell you were a gritty person that knew a lot, right? And then
the melodies, sweet melodies,
right? Yeah. And it's mad because, you know, like I said, you had this and still have this really wise air about you. But it's obvious that it's been that way for a while, because I'm sure you're aware of that video that quite recently went viral about you interviewed about Carnival when you were a kid. And the minute I fucking saw that, I was like, I knew it was you straight away.
I'm so happy for her that she got to go viral, my 15-year-old self.
Yeah, so am I. It's so deep. I want to fucking play that
and
stuff
right
now.
And if it was there, she'd have been on you. Come on.
Of course,
if
I remember that. Of course.
If I could just play this now. This is just an Instagram video, right, of Natalie, the Flowicist, being interviewed about Carnival at 15 years old, right? And it's just brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
Watching you as if to say you're here to do badness and all that. We're not here to do badness, we're here to enjoy ourselves, and that's how it's gonna go. And the only way we can feel freer, I think, is if if the police just calm down and just enjoy themselves as well, man. They could boogie in the jungle and I'm sure we can get them a techno float or bring Take That here or something, you know what I mean? So they can enjoy themselves as well. That's the only way things are gonna loosen up.
That's like the best thing I've ever had a 15-year-old say.
Yeah.
That's literally the best thing I've ever had a 15-year-old say.
You made some good points.
So good. So good.
She said, you know what I mean?
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. You must have been the voice of wisdom a lot for a lot of your friends, basically.
Oh, you know what's funny? I mean, I'm 40 next year, praise God, and I've wanted to be 40 since I was 7. Mm. You know what I mean? I've wanted to be able to be taken seriously.
Yeah, right.
So I'm in a celebration of that because, you know, I had a lot of stuff, a lot of source energy coming through me as a child. Incredible parents, incredible big brother and big sister. You know, when you're a youngest sibling, you know, you have a lot of graces come to you in that way. A lot of fights have been fought for you.
Yeah,
you know, you really can find your way.
Mm-hmm.
In safety.
Yeah.
So I have a lot to give thanks for in that type of way. But yeah, the channel is open. This is why I say I'm a poet. And it was quite interesting in the music industry, because I jumped in the deep end. You know, I did all of this in the States. So making it clear that I'm not a rapper, I'm a poet.
Mm-hmm.
And explaining the importance of that and understanding that I can rap, but I'm not a rapper. My content is source laden, and it's supposed to inspire, it's supposed to be solutionary.
Mm-hmm.
If all of the poets in your community are just complaining, you've got a problem.
Yeah.
Your poets are supposed to be able to inspire, maybe talk about what's going wrong, of course, but talk about how to write that, talk about possibility.
Yeah, use your imagination, Dan.
You know, possibility and probability and the N-word not have to be a rhyming slang and not having to sell the same stuff. So that's one of the things I love about being a poet. It means that I can speak about everything and anything, and I can grow.
Yeah.
And as a poet, poetry is supposed to affect your life. As a poet, it's supposed to make your life better, because you're your first audience.
Mm-hmm.
So you write to heal yourself.
Yeah. And you're also giving a platform to people who want to perform spoken word through Flow Vortex, and you've been doing so for how old does it turn? How old is it now?
Next month I'm calling Flowvembo. It's done. I'm just taking over the thing. Yeah, so it's 4 years old next month, Flow Vortex.
Mm-hmm.
We've hosted over 400 poets over that time.
Brilliant.
People have come in from all over the place, but I've just been blessed to be able to align with a core base of poets. We've got Broken Pen in here with me today. Flow poet extraordinaire in his own absolute right, and there's many of us, huh? And we're aligned, and we're building other things. Mm. We're building content that's good for you, that you could play some fly music that
it's just content heavy, you know, that's coming soon. The website will be up soon. But we're also building theatre. We're also building just culture, you know, just something other than what is. We're being the difference we want to see. You know, the way that we're almost getting close. Like, no, I don't mean to say that.
No,
we're being the difference we want to see.
No, you're absolutely right. I think when it comes to people's listening, music listening choices, it's come a bit become a bit saturated with what has now become the mainstream.
It's become sabotage.
That kind of started as something underground. The underground has now become the mainstream, and everyone's trying to. It feels like everyone's trying to make stuff to fit into that kind of shift that's happened.
It's like McDonald's, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like eating McDonald's all the time.
Yeah.
You know? Sabotage.
But going into your ears.
Yeah, constantly. You know? Yeah, it's bloating agents in your ears.
Yeah,
that's why I'm here.
No, you're here for the games, mate.
Oh, good.
Now I just found something else.
What is that noise? Can anyone
I get that? Is that mic crackling? Yes. So don't worry. I'll get someone when we get to the song. We'll come have a look.
Okay. Well, let's get into a song now so that we can have a look at it because there's plenty more talking to do. It sounds like a pigeon is flapping around next to someone's mic.
Did you bring a pigeon in with you?
Yeah. It might be an ancestor. Okay. You never know.
It could be a ghost.
You never know. Ancestor, we prefer ghost. Ancestors friendly. You know the way they're. Yeah, we're not a ghost. No, don't be.
Let's get into a song now and see if we can fix this technical issue. And when we come back, we'll be speaking to Flomicist.
Family. We're a tribal people. Don't fight it. So I'm thinking to myself, it's about that time. Make a shift, take a gift of the family line. Take your place, find your space with your kid. They don't know where you went, but they know where you've been. Cause they know who you're from, and they know who you are. Related to the fated ones guided from afar. How you feel relates to your surroundings. Right here is the place where I find the peace. Cause home is where the spark is, where the heart is reignited. Brush off the world, make your tribe give you healing. Take time to praise what you believe in. It feels good, not acting how you should, just being who you would. No, running away, we're journeying free. When the world sees me, the world sees me. When I see these faces, I'm back to the places where all and everything is just fine. We give thanks for the good life, good life. Grab a plate, take a taste, it's not the rap race. We're all and everything is just fine. Give thanks for the good life, good life. See, there were times when our lives were smaller and filled with simpler days and simpler thrills. Gatherings were happening, the cultural building. Houses were the theatres that our children performed in. We came together, together to stay. These vibrations, all that remains. No budgets for clubs and door charges. Just sharing the fruits of our harvest. Cause home is where the heart is. Right now, home is where the party is. Brush off the world, let your tribe give you healing. Take time, praise what you believe in. It makes your soul feel good. Not acting like you should, just being who you would. I are who I are, I be who I be. So when the world sees me, the world sees me. When I see these faces, I'm back to the places and we're alright. And everything is just fine. We give thanks for the good life. Grab a plate, take a taste, it's not the rap race. We're alright, and everything is just fine. We give thanks for the good life, good life. Now, when I see these faces, I'm back to the places. We're alright, and everything is just fine. We give thanks for the good life, good life. So good. Grab a plate, take a taste, it's not the rap race. We're hard to be free.
Work hard to be free.
So free is what we will be.
Is what we will be.
Yeah. We work hard to be free.
Work hard to be free.
So free.
So free
is what we shall be.
Is what we shall be.
Good life.
Good life. everything is alright. Alright.
Just fine.
We give thanks.
Good life.
We give thanks.
It's not the right
everything
place.
Is
That's Good Life by Flo Assist, who joins us in the studio right now. We've been looking back on 20 years as a performing artist, a spoken word performing artist primarily.
Yes.
And all the other things come
a
in.
Mixed media and performance.
There
pose.
You go. There you go. Love it. Love it. And you've also, so you've brought in, talk to us, you brought in a guest
as well.
Like, such is your love of putting people on, creating platforms, that you've also brought in a guest. Introduce us.
Marsha was the first artist that I launched. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We're getting my little like my management stuff in and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I there's a couple of hats I wear.
Yeah.
You know, there are a couple of hats and I love to be the difference I want to see. And I've got this journey now of being a poet and working with music and kind of doing some other things.
Yeah.
And I got to a space where, yes, it's about moving forward and continuing because I've got a bag of things to do.
Mm.
But once you get to a certain spot, you're supposed to find yourself and share with yourself.
Absolutely.
You know? That was why I created Flow. I wanted to find all of me. There's a sense, there's sometimes, you know, you get so isolated and you buy into the isolation that it's just you and it's only you and so on and so forth. When I came home from the States, I had a choice of staying in the States and continue what I was doing. But I came home because I wanted to disprove the myth that it was only me.
Right.
Like, no, there's a bag of meat, Aya. You know, I just got to go back home and find them, you know, because they're there.
Yeah.
And what molded and manifested me, you know, living in London, the build of it. I mean, I'm an army brat. I've got travel in my youth too.
Mm.
But I wanted to find those people who somehow in their journeys find themselves at open mic spots with a bag to say and all of this stuff, you know. And that's what we did. So we opened Flow Vortex. It's been running for 4 years now. It's every first and third Thursday at the Hideaway in Streatham.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I can't just come in today, although we've got a bunch of stuff to talk about for Flowvember.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of catching up to do. But I couldn't come in and not introduce you to some of the people that are inspiring me right now. So that's Broken Pen.
Yes.
Here he is.
Chiefly Broken Pen. All right, cool. So come forward. You're going to have to, because of that weird mic issue we had earlier on, you're going to jump up and do a piece for us now.
Yeah.
We met very briefly at, shout out to Shady, who was one of our past guests only a couple of weeks ago.
Mm.
And we spoke about her event. And that's where I met you.
Yeah.
And now we meet again in this capacity, which
brother,
is nice.
Brother, I knew I was going to see you again. I knew I was going to see you again. It's just the way it's aligned, isn't it?
This is true.
Yeah, man.
Dope.
All right, yeah. So you're jotting the piece now, yeah?
Yes, please.
Okay, cool. I thought we was going to have some more banter.
But no, cool. Good. We're going to give you the silence.
All right, cool. Obviously, because we're out here paying homage to one of Natalie's friends and peers. His name is Shahid.
Mm-hmm.
Goes by the name I Am Shahid. And this piece is also called I Am Shahid.
Cool.
So, yeah. All of us are actualizations of the Almighty, awesome and all likely to adorn auras of brightness before buying into being belittled by beings of frequencies below 90. Beauty bestowed by blessings beyond binary boundaries. Bun Babylon, become brave, be bold. Carve connections carefully. Craving companionship can cause calamity. Don't dilly-dally. Delaying decisions will definitely disrupt your destination. Dreadful dogmas, diminishing destinies, described as deities, demanding duties, establishing energies. Enough empathy to emotionally elevate your enemies. Ecstasy enhances everything, especially when entering entities. Eventually, fickle feelings fall far from the facade fabricated by forever. Friendship forged from fears of facing fallacies, fictitious fantasies, famished families, grieving. In this gentrification generation, greed generated by grounds getting gated, God-given gifts gradually getting gutted, gangsters grabbing guns. How far has our hesitation helped heartlessness? Hunger has homes held hostage. Hilt the hippocampus. Hatred has a horrid history. HMP holds hurt humans humbled by hindering how they heal. Imagine ignoring the importance of injustice imposed by incarceration. It's interesting. I immediately identify the institution imprisoning the impoverished, isolating insurgents just so the jury can judge. Join justice. Justify Judas's jealousy towards Jesus. Key word knowledge. 2K18 kind of keeps kings kneeling. Kemet lost, literally leaving leaders looking like liars. Logic left lethargic. Listen, love lightens load, so live lovingly. Maniacal men make madness mandatory. Money is meaningless, mesmerize many while manipulating a medulla, making nerves non-compliant. Numb, nil, nothing, nada. Narcissist nonsense, neutralize nature. Necessity nullified by nihilism. Neo, in the Nebuchadnezzar, only the one can open the orifice. The oracle offered options, omit or overcome. Abstain from oppressing one's optics. Overdose on oxygen. Prana penetrates the pineal perfectly. People prefer procrastinating, pretending power is physical. Psychological prisons patrol a person's purpose. The Pied Piper plays his piccolo. Picture Pythagoras quietly quantifying questions by the quarry. There's quality and quantity in my quill. Quintessential rights removed. Rapidly rewriting rules of reality. Rotten relationships run ravage. Run away. Really? Running ruins realization, so stay secure. Seek serenity. Solitude solidifies when you surrender to the sanctum. This speech is serendipity. The soul succumbs to softness. Take time. Treasure today. Think telepathically. Train the thalamus thoroughly. Transcend your terrestrial tether. Unify universally. You're usually up your anus. What an understatement. Ugly and unhappy. Unplug the umbilical. Upper class or unrefined. Vent. Villains vile as vermin. Verily vacuum your vivid visions. Validate your value. Vulgar vessels are vague and vitalized virtually in a vortex. Variety and volumes weighed in the water. Why was whitewashing what was whipped world on workers welcome with warrant while we wonder when will Wakanda weaponize its warriors? Where's Wally? Wealthy worship with the wrath of war weighing woefully. X chromosomes are the X factor when engaging in XXX. Why making us X-Men, but they want to keep that X-rated. You yearn to yank yourself from yesterday. Years ago you were younger. Youthfulness only in yearbooks. Yes, YOLO, but don't yo-yo. Yield yin and yang inside the Dione. Younglings zoned in a zygote with zero zeal for Zion. Loving the motherland is central to my point like Zaire. Warriors clan together like the Zulu. All we need is Zen. Don't sleep on anything I've said from A to Z.
Hey. Brilliant. Brilliant. Amazing.
Super.
I knew, like, do you know, I only clocked where it was going from, well, to be fair, quite early on, like C.
Yeah, them waves.
Incredible, incredible. So, have you come through the ranks performing on the Flow Vortex platform?
Yeah, so, like, I've been doing spoken word for, like, since November last year, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I started, like, doing it in, like, places like Box Park and Croydon, uh-huh, and stuff like that. And then I was Jamal Khan and T-Star Nay. They were actually like, oh, which are Flow Poets as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, yeah, you should go to Flow, like, and see what the vibe is like. And like, I'm not going to lie, I was shook to go.
Right.
The first time in it, yeah, because they told me how it runs, yeah. Because I'm like, one, I'm already new to the poetry thing. Mm-hmm. And like, it's just like, you go there and you're free. I'm like a very structure orientated person,
right,
as well, innit?
So yeah,
from when it's like, you kind of have to control yourself. There's no one telling you, introducing you or whatever. Do
yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Kind of have to just
command the
feel,
kind.
Yeah. So you like, I went to Flow, not knowing what to expect. I sat down. I'm not gonna lie. I like, because obviously you go the when the Flow is open, you flow in it.
Yeah,
so you go when you feel like it, and if it's You'll be looking at another artist like, well, you're gonna go, I'm gonna go, and you know what I mean? And see who's gonna be humble first,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I was kinda like watching everyone feeling it, and I kinda like waited towards the end, do you know what I mean? And then I was like, oh damn, I have to go now, innit? So then I went, I performed, and the energy was mad, man. The reception,
yeah,
the responses. I'm like very energy oriented,
mm-hmm,
and like Flow, people like express themselves, innit? So if they feel something, they'll let you know straight away. And
yes,
I love that, do you know what I mean? So it was just such a sick vibe. And ever since I went for the first time, I've gone to everyone.
Brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant. It's cold.
Well, you heard it from a very talented poet there. If anyone's kind of listening and wants to get in on the action, you know, I know what it's like to be kind of
impressed by your own talent but scared to let other people
see it and feel
see it.
It
and
yeah.
be blessed with it, to be honest. And yeah, yeah, if anyone's listening and you want
to
kind of get involved
get
and
flow,
cut
man.
Your teeth performing live, get down to Flow. Yeah. It's in Streatham, first and third Thursday of every month at Hideaway.
Yes.
In Streatham. And South London's just a hotbed of talent,
well,
man, from early doors. The biggest stars seem to come from South London.
I'm not going
to
argue.
It's only slightly annoying considering I grew up in it's only slightly annoying.
Listen, you know, all of the ends have got something particular about them, though, because as much as we say that, look, where's Kano and Kalashnikov from? So we got to tip our hats where hats need to be tipped. Yeah. I think London's got it's a breeding ground for creativity, but South London is pretty.
here's the thing, though. Who's from West?
Big Zoo is
representing West London.
Well, it was a little tumbleweed just before we said that. We had to think about it.
Quite bashy, large,
you know, kind of West London. Because the problem with West London, there was West London, there was North West London. Mm. Right. They used to kind of they were independent of each other. There isn't you don't have the Southwest London scene. It's just South, isn't it? You know
but yeah, but back in the club, no one used to say who's from Northwest London.
No.
It's either who's from South, North, East, or West.
No, Northwest had their own little. Remember, there was even the where do we come from? North West, eh?
Okay, all right, okay, fair enough.
Do you remember?
But that went too late. Yeah, I'll tell you, okay.
Northwest, they had they've got their own kind of identity, as separate to West London.
Yeah.
AJ Tracy's West London.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
he's definitely representing West London.
Okay, well, right now so we need to quickly mention before we get the next Jelani.
Yes,
we want to have a quick game, but also we also need to mention that you have a live show on the 23rd of November at the Jazz Cafe.
November, here we go again. Yeah, so Jazz Cafe, which is somewhere I've had many a lovely show, many a lovely performance. Haven't been back in a little while.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I have a show on the Friday, the 23rd of November, and I'm all Sankofa right now. I reach back in my catalogue. I reach back in my Flowetry catalogue. I reach back in my solo catalogue and I have new things. I've just formed a new band as well. So
brilliant.
I have new music that is so pure and organic that I'm only happy to perform it live right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to put it through the process right now.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It will go through at a certain
point. But you want it to come from your very mouth.
I want
first.
It to come. It's personal. It's between us and those who can get there and we jam and we sing and we get down. So it's a. Look, if you like coming out and you like having a good time and you like to sing and vibe and you don't have to protect your soul from anything that's going to be going on, then the 23rd of November at Jazz Cafe, Flow Assist Live.
I cannot wait for that.
Excellent.
Cannot wait for that. I'm so glad it's towards the end of the year as well. I think it's going to be a nice little nice little self-treat to kind of see to help see the year out.
That's right.
All right, so now that we've got that in people's minds, I'll get Flo Assist to remind you at the end of the interview. But let's get into a game.
Okay,
games.
All right, right. So I was going to have you write down, but we're running behind now. So you're just going to shout it out to me.
All right, cool.
Okay. So I've got pop your headphones on. I think your mic is. If you want to, anyone can chip in. I'm going to mark people.
Okay. Oh,
just so you know, Joe. There's marks. There's points. Yeah, there's indeed. Points. I'm like, right. So obviously, Flo Assist, you flow just like water.
Oh wow! Bars. Let's go. Bars.
So we have reversed some wet songs.
Oh right. Okay.
That are related to water in some way. What I would need you to do is just tell me the name of the song out and all the artists. Points galore.
Ooh,
I'm just freestyling points.
Cool.
It, okay.
All right, sweet.
So hopefully you've got some classical. Called dub artists in there, and I'll know.
I mean, that's all I've got. That's all I have. Okay. Here is flow number one.
Oh, easy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did we call it out?
Shout.
TLC,
Waterfalls. Oh, you said it first. So
Waterfalls, TLC. Waterfalls, TLC. Do I get something
for the... Well, no. I thought put you two
I guarantee you I said it in my mind first.
Yeah, you
not
get
together.
I guarantee
it's backwards, so I just don't understand.
Well, you know what? Broken pen. You got a point there, broken pen.
I was wasting time talking shit again.
Okay, next one. Let's go. We're going to get the next one.
Whoever's voice I hear shouting. Get around the mics. Okay. Oh, did you say... You said Waterfalls, didn't you? Did you tell me who it was by?
Yeah, I said TLC,
yeah,
so it's one and a half. No,
two points. All right, here's clip
Teams
number
now.
Two, okay?
Wave in the water. Wave in the.
No.
Wait, play that again? I know that. Is that James Bay? Hold
nope.
back. Oh, fuck.
Nope.
Hold back the river.
No.
It's a classic.
I've probably said part of the lyric, but I don't know who it is or anything.
Okay, do you want to... I'm going to have to hurry you.
Quick.
No,
I know that voice.
I feel like I know.
Time is up.
Next time.
It was.
I'm
sitting
on the top. Wow.
That's annoying.
You know what? He's a kicker.
I'm embarrassed. I should have gone for my. I'm sat here saying I'm not going to know it. Yeah. It's going to be something mainstream. No. I don't know it. And it is. It's the real mainstream.
Yeah. I'm actually upset. I'm absolutely upset with myself.
Oh,
right
now. Everyone's livid. Yeah. Right. Well, you can redeem yourself here. Okay. What is this one? Oh, this is a classic. Everyone will know what that is.
I think it's the title track
from a film soundtrack.
Come on, time.
Pen, get it. We're on the same team.
We're going to kick ourselves again if we get it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to give you the answer. I'm going to have to give you the answer. It's just the two words back, but.
I don't mind that I don't know. Let's move on to number four.
This makes me want to drink. Okay,
I'm okay about this. I'm okay.
Everyone can get a point here. Points. Number four.
Hey, you're going to evoke something inside the...
This is what I'm trying to say, Jay. This is going backwards. Okay, well, a clue is they could also be known as the meteorologists.
The weathermen.
No, the weather ladies.
Not weathermen.
So we're raining. It's we're raining men.
Points for Jodie then.
Just gave us the look as if to say, "You fools."
Not the men, the women, the weather girls.
The weather girls.
Yeah, that is points there for Jodie.
Just went like this, like.
The patriarchy got us.
I
blame the patriarchy.
They put it on the patriarchy. It's all about the girls. Okay, number five. Got that? Anything?
Clue.
This person was formerly in a band of boys or a boy band.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's clue.
Not Michael Jackson.
Justin Timberlake, Cry Me a River.
Yes, points there. Points.
I was in the session. I was just about to say.
2 points.
I guarantee you, I was just about to say.
That's all.
Okay, currently Michael Payne is on 0. Jodie's on 2. Flo's on 4. Okay,
get in.
This is number 6. A classic. Come on.
Four-piece
Euro Caribbean vocal group.
Boney M.
Right, you said that, Michael. You said Boney M, Michael Payne. What's the song?
Rivers of Babylon.
Yeah, you got a point there.
Can I get a point for Boney M?
This is what I'm saying. Okay.
Number seven.
He said Kendrick Lamar. We got it. He did say Kendrick. I demand half a point.
I will give you a point, but I know you knew it as well, so I'm going to give that. It was, of course, Kendrick Lamar.
Thank you.
Okay, I've got a bonus here just for fun. I'll give you some swirls, but let's just play it anyway. Okay, finally.
Enya.
Sail away.
No, but you said Enya. I heard you say Enya.
Can I get Sail Away?
Sure.
Can I get Sail Away?
Yeah.
2 points.
Well, I must say that Enya sounds the same. Sorry. That's a good point.
Michael Payne, it's not called Sail Away. So you don't get a point. What's the actual song called? Does anyone know what the song's called? It's not called Sail Away.
It's called, hold on. I can see the video.
Isn't it
like watercolour and stuff like that?
It's called Sail Away.
It's not called Sail Away.
It's something obscure.
And I'm out.
Yeah,
Enya.
I don't know.
Enya, I want to. Do you have to rush you?
I
got the point with Enya.
That's Orinoco Flow.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what it's called. It's not Michael called Payne Sail Away. Zero. So that's Michael Payne.
No, I got one. I got
two.
One.
You got two, actually.
I got two.
So you guys thinking about John Lennon's wife.
Jodie, you got four. Well done. But Flo, really, you're in the lead here with six. Talk about it. Yes.
Fair play.
Yes. Good game. Good game.
Where those extra 2 points come from?
I must say that Enya sounded the same forward and backward, didn't
it? Yeah,
because that's fine. Yeah, you know? The rest of them, I had no idea.
It does kind of sound the same.
That's
right,
the takeaway from this. Yeah. Enya sounds the same forwards and backwards.
That's our takeaway.
She's a musical palindrome. Absolutely. Enya's a musical
palindrome.
Honestly. Redeeming myself there. Can I get a point for that?
Point 3 points.
3 points there. 3 points. No, honestly, thank you so much for coming in, both of you, to join us, ma'am. Flow Assist and Broken Pen. We've looked back at 20 years.
20 years.
We've played 15-year-old self to you. We've done a lot, man. Broken Pen's given us an amazing piece. Talk to us about your amazing platform, first and third Thursday of every month at Hideaway in Streatham.
Yes.
Flow Vortex.
7 p.m. Thank you.
Sorry, 7 p.m. Exactly. 7 p.m. Just so you're not waiting outside from midnight.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You're at the Jazz Cafe on the 23rd of Flovember.
That's right.
Yeah.
Get
it. As we are naming
hashtag
it now. Hashtag Flovember.
Hashtag Flovember.
Get that. Are tickets still available?
Yes, there are some tickets still available. Get there.
Get down there.
And it's for you. I'm never concerned about who's not in the room. It's about who's in the room.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? There's enough to go around. There's enough happening. But if you're there, it's special. So it's going to be
amazing.
You
know? Once again, thank you so much for coming through to join us, both
thank
of you.
You. Give
and
thanks.
I'm sure we'll see you again very, very soon.
Indeed.
We're going to get into a song now. And when we get back, we'll be talking to Jelani Blackman about new music. We've only got like 24 minutes left of the show as well. So it's going to be fun packed and quite fast.
16-year-old
bitch.
They check it to 10.
I got hoes calling a young nigga phone. Where's Ali with the motherfucking dog?
Bitch,
I be balling like a motherfucking pro. Nigga, Mo.
Bitch,
check West. I ain't a motherfucking joke. Steph West, stay with the fucking pole. You fuck around and get pulled.
Bitch,
cause I got home. Talking about shit, West,
That's Sheck Wes with Mo Bamba. Good name, that.
Yeah.
Mo Bamba.
Sheck Wes, good name too.
Yeah.
All good all around.
That's that goes without saying, but Mo Bamba is a title. I'm really feeling that. All right, time to get straight into the last chat of the day with the last guest of the day. It's the one and only Jelani Blackman. How's it going, brother?
Yo, how you doing?
Yeah, man, very well, thank you. How you doing?
Good, yeah, I'm good, brother.
Yeah?
Was it
a bit of a slog to get here? What's your kind of proximity to North London?
No, I was already here. I came to see a friend that I haven't seen for a while, just to make a bit of music and just a vibe.
Okay, cool. Was it in the studio, Tile Yard, at all?
With Fred.
Oh, Fred.
No, I thought you were saying if I had Tyler with Fred. No, it was this guy called Theo.
Okay, right. Yeah, it was just one of our guests earlier on, Roxana, she came from Tile Yard Studio, so I thought that there was just...
Yeah, no, I used to be there a lot.
Yeah, so it's a good little complex, that. But new music, talk to us about it.
It's good. Do you know what? I feel like I'm in a place where I've hit a zone. It hasn't been like that before. And it's nice, it's a good feeling, I feel whole. Yeah,
that's what creatively, like.
Man, it's mad. You know when you get that, and it's just
it's a good place.
Yeah. So the new single is Lockjaw.
Yeah,
and you know, for someone that hasn't, because we're going to listen to it in a sec, but all type people's imaginations will go wild when they hear a title like Lockjaw. What's the song about?
It's just people, in my experience, people like to chat a lot. People have a lot of chat, and I'm not that guy. Mm. I've never been. I don't really like chatting about myself that much. But like on top of that, just everything always feels like a bit more than it initially seems.
Mm. Yeah.
So just say less.
Yeah.
Do what you're doing.
Do what you're
doing. And coming up with the people that you started with.
Yeah.
Because I never really see that anymore, and that's what it's about.
Right. And it's really interesting, actually, because I'm reading here that you've worked with Brian Eno.
Yeah.
Now that's mental.
There it is. Yeah, that's incredible.
How did that come about?
Well, the guy that I was saying before, Fred, who I feel like you may have come across before in the past.
Sure. I know. What's his surname? Fred. Jesus Christ, I can't remember his name, but I know which Fred you're talking about.
So I love you just say Fred. You're like, oh yeah, Fred.
Fred.
So I was working with him on one of a project from a while ago, and it was just like he was involved with Brian at that time. And
He has been for a while because I remember I know his older brother, and his brother was telling me about how he had been in the studio with Brian Eno.
Yeah.
So he kind of brought you into one of those sessions.
Yeah. Well, because my first EP and everything, I was all working with him, so it was it just felt like a natural thing. It was kind of mad though, and you know, I'm not even gonna lie, I didn't really know that much about Brian before. And then I started chatting about the song. People were like, what? You didn't, because he's like legacy.
It's an incredible name to have on your CV. Really is. What was it like working with him?
I always tell people that know of him that it was what they would imagine it would be like to write with him. I think that's the best way to
it was
an experience,
and then an educational one.
Yeah, everything's educational, bro.
True.
Everything.
This is very true.
It could be a bad or good education. It's all educational, isn't it, I suppose? Yeah.
I can only imagine it being good with Brian Eno.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So it's part of the Lockjaw is part of an EP.
Yeah.
Talk to us about the EP. What kind of what can we expect from the EP as a whole?
A lot. You know, that was always what I was going to say. It's a lot. It feels like a consolidation of where I've been driving towards, and it's the first one that I've given title to, which, to be honest, doesn't seem like a thing. Most people give titles to shit that they do all the time.
Mm.
But I just never did, because I always felt like what I was working through was a process of songs as opposed to like a real thing, a collection of my sound and me. And so this one, this is my first step into, all right, cool, I got this.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of energy and... Yeah, energy.
That's okay. All right. Well, so without further ado, we should probably get into Lockjaw now, so that people can stop their imaginations running riot and actually just listen to it and know what it's about. If you do us the honour of introducing it for us, Jelani.
Yo, I'm Jelani Blackman. This is Lockjaw.
Like it's Lockjaw, man.
my duns going straight to the top floor. I don't know when to stop, I'm a monster. When my car going pushed up, yo. I don't talk too much like it's locked, yo. My duns going straight to the top floor. I don't know when to stop, I'm a monster. When my car going pushed up, yo. Silence is golden, I like that. I like gold like I don't want a price tag. Had some secrets in the night bag. Got some bad films on the iPad. Got some real shit on my mind span. Then run breakfast, I'm onto my nightcap. Yeah. Fuck was so good, made it feel like a time lapse. Yo, I don't talk too much like it's locked, yo. My guns going straight to the top floor. I don't know when to stop, I'm a monster. When my car going pushed up, yo. I don't talk too much like it's locked, yo. My guns going straight to the top floor. I don't know when to stop, I'm a monster. When my car going pushed up, yeah. I don't wanna say shit. What's done here stays here like Vegas. She said that I wanna be famous. I just wanna be rich, swimming in Barbados. Yeah, they like that, they like this. I speak truth, it's timeless. Yeah, I speak cash, it's priceless. They see weakness when I show kindness. So I don't talk too much like a lottery. My guns going straight to the top floor. I don't know when to stop, I'm a monster. When my car going pushed up, yo. I don't talk too much like Slojo. My duns getting straight to the top floor. I don't know what to stop, I'm a monster. When my car going pushed up, yo. Talk too much like Slotra. My guns going straight to the top floor. I don't know what to stop, I'm a monster. When my car going pushed up, yo. I don't talk too much like Slotra. My guns going straight to the top floor. I don't know what to stop, I'm a monster. When my car going pushed up, yo.
That's Lockjaw by Jelani Blackman, who joins us as our last guest in on the show today. Joins myself, Jodie Abacus, and the lovely Natalie. Big tune. It's very. There's a real kind of rap sensibility in there, with the kind of the soulful element as well. And is that Jelani Blackman? Is that it?
That's it. That's because they're quite disparate things. They exist in different places. Right? Yeah. And I think one thing that I've always struggled with is bringing them together. There was a time when I was just writing songs that were really, really happy and like in an R&B place.
Yeah.
And I come out feeling like Chris Brown.
Mm.
And then I go into another session and come out feeling like DMX. And
right.
People were like, "Rah, how? How do we do that?
Yeah. How do we understand this?
Yeah.
But if you mix the two, it kind of does it for them.
Yeah. No.
Pre-mixed.
It does. But it took a while to get there, and now I know what it is when I approach something.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So what does we're almost done with 2018 now, aren't we? What does 2019 hold for Jelani?
It's a lot. I'm guessed. I've never felt like this about a year before. I've got so much music that actually represents what I want to do now, and I've never really been in this position where I can kind of see the future almost of what I want to do next. So.
Can we expect live dates?
Yeah, soon, like from the top of the year, really. I'm playing next week at the BBC Introducing.
Yeah, there's a BBC Introducing gig coming up. I'm sure I saw Suspect on the lineup for that as well. Can you tell us any more about the lineup?
No.
You're on it. That's all anyone needs to know.
Yeah, that's all I care about right now. Yeah, I'm on it. Yeah, there you go. That's all you need to know.
Do you know what, as well? It just reminded me of the thing that you were chatting about next door when you were chatting about London and places in London. I was just fucking screaming because obviously I'm from West.
Okay, cool. There we go. We've got one now.
It's you and Big Zoo.
You forgot AJ Tracy.
I said it very late on though. I'm not going to lie.
How west are you?
Grove, Level Grove.
You're very west.
Proper west. Okay.
And Shaka.
Of course.
There's a couple of us.
We had a guest in Channel U Days. They
Ice
were
Kids.
Ice Kids West as well. But do you remember Marcy Phonics?
What's it? Western. Westerner from West.
It's in the goddamn name.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, no, from West. Jody was like, there's nothing happening in West London. No, it was an uphill battle, though.
It weren't the same. Yeah, this is what I'm saying.
That's
true. West came through relatively late, innit? And South London's always had the numbers, hasn't it?
It's numbers. If you look at it on a map,
it's fucking huge.
Well, yeah, and also Noel Clarke, a lot of his hood, they're all based around Ladbroke Grove, Latimer Road. That's all West London based as well. Yeah.
Don't write soft like
that. White lies.
White lies.
Rock band representing West London.
Yeah, they're all in.
Catch them on Link Up TV.
Well, actually, you know, in West London, they used to be with the West Way around there, like the Clash, Blur, Damon Albarn. Damon Albarn's got studios. A lot of Gorilla stuff was recorded there. Yeah. Basically, West is the best.
Cadenza's in the same thing as Damon Albarn's.
There you go. You got Sam Studios on Notting Hill. Used to be Portobello Road.
Right.
Really, if you think about it, in terms of ratio, we're actually doing bits because it's tiny.
Very much so. It's true.
Best West.
Can we count, do you count Lily Allen? Anyway.
She's West.
No?
She's West London. She's Notting Hill, right? Notting Hill's West.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Victoria Beckham.
I'm not involved. I'm out.
Victoria Beckham, do you count her? She's in Holland Park.
Okay. One fifth of the Spice Girls. You have to.
Heritage.
You know what? I blatantly forgot that she is. That is where she came from.
I completely didn't even know that, to be really honest with you. I never knew Victoria Beckham was from West London.
Right. Where's Kensington? Because cows, but they don't count Simon Cowell, do they?
Nah.
Anyway, over West London.
So we've got to wrap up soon. But where can people find you? Where can people find you to follow you to find out about future live gigs? You've got the BBC Introducing one coming up next week. Can people still get tickets to that?
It might be the week after. I think it's on the 9th of November.
A couple of weeks.
But Insta, Jelani Blackman. I'm not a Twitter guy because, like I said, I don't like to chat too much. It's just people chat a lot of shit on Twitter. Stuff that no one needs. Some people say good stuff, but for the most part, it's bullshit. So,
he's right. There's no lies there.
No lies detected.
He's right.
He's right.
So
Insta, but go listen and stuff because the EP's coming out halfway through November.
Yep.
Video came out last week.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, go find everything, go listen because there's new music coming. There's music Golo that came out earlier on in the year. So.
Yeah,
go if you don't know about it.
Perfect time to catch up on some stuff while you're in a creative output mindset. Because you were saying that there was a time when you weren't really kind of putting that much out, right?
Yeah.
So now that you are active with the output, like Natalie's new volcano that she found.
Yeah, I was near Vesuvius at the weekend, so hanging out there. I was active at any point. Luckily, not whilst I was there.
Be like Vesuvius.
Yeah, be lit. Oh, be like active.
And when it's time to bust, be like Pompeii, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Don't kill as many people.
Bars or not?
No, definitely bars. But thank you so much for coming through to join us, Jelani. Thank you so much to Jody Abacus for being my special guest co-host. Thank you to Natalie, as always. Big shout out to Roxana Maurice.
Yep.
Awesome.
Shout out to Flowassist and Broken Pen for coming in to join us.
Yep.
Shout out to all the producers. Shout out to my mum.
Yep. Shout out Mount Vesuvius, Volcano Vesuvius. So shout out Naples. Marcel's back next week.
Marcel is back next week. We're going to have... Do you know what guests we've got next week?
Not off the top of my head, but Toby will look for me right this second. But
Callum McSwiggan's
up
next.
That, obviously, last week after the show, because he was away, we filmed a little video of you two in a pumpkin carving competition.
Uh-huh. And I attempted to realise my dream of being a pumpkin carver, because that's what I've wanted to do since my first ever Halloween.
Nice to have a dream, isn't it?
Do you get them usually?
No, never. This is my first one ever. I said it was a dream, but I'm very lazy, so I didn't actually try to make it. Come to fruition. I just dreamt about being a pumpkin carver, and yesterday Natalie made my dreams come true. Last week.
But Natalie made my dreams come true. Actually, that is something I did whilst I was in Naples. You know, it was my first time of trying things.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never eaten pumpkin before, and I probably won't ever again, to be honest. But you know, it wasn't for me.
All I think of pumpkin when people talk about eating pumpkin is that Bernie Mac joke.
What's that?
He goes, does pussy taste like pumpkin pie? Yeah. I don't know. I never had no goddamn pumpkin pie.
Well, they say in Italy that pumpkin is like Botox. That's where they say it makes you very young. So okay. I'll just rub it on my face instead. Wow. I don't want to eat it. Have you tried it? Do you
I've
like
never
it?
Tasted pumpkin.
It's the smell. It's the smell. When you're carving it out, it's the smell. I don't like.
That's what I told him.
Okay, that sounds all right.
Pumpkin ravioli with some goat cheese on top. Listen.
Okay, maybe I should add some goat cheese.
You were in Italy after.
You were in Italy. What were they doing to you?
Well, I've never
just pumpkin on a
just
plate.
Just pumpkin on a plate, yeah. I don't know. They thought it was strange that we don't really eat it, and so we just carve it up.
A
we don't
wedge of pumpkin. Yeah.
It was a bit. And some olive oil on it. Made it more Italian. Put some olive oil on it.
Nice,
but not nice. Not for me, anyway.
Next time, we've got to get you over to the country of origin of Jamaican patties first.
Yeah, I need
because
to try
she's never
those.
Tried a Jamaican patty. And America, the home of candy floss.
Never tried candy floss. What? But I don't need to, do I? It's just
you haven't
not
so much the candy floss.
If anything, you don't need to up until this point.
Yeah.
Purely so now, at this stage in your life, you can be like, crap, that was a big thing. My first.
All right. Well, maybe
there's not enough firsts in life. I feel
this is true.
Next time you come in, Jelani, bring a patty or some candy floss.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah.
One something. And the other.
Yeah, one candy or the
floss
other.
A candy floss patty. Yeah.
I dare you to go into a West Indian restaurant and ask for that. Just for the reaction.
Can I get a lamb patty? But can I get a side of candy floss?
Yeah. Jamie Oliver would rustle up, wouldn't it?
Does sound like
pumpkin patty.
Pumpkin
patty.
That's something that'll be in Starbucks next week. Yeah. That'll be in Starbucks, and Jamie Oliver will start making jerk candy floss.
Yeah.
Until next week, I've been Michael Payne. We've had the very special guest co-host Jodie Abacus. We've had a Jelani Blackman in as well.
Album's out on Friday, Jodie. Go get everyone.
Jodie's album's out on
Friday. Take
This
and Grow Flowers out on Friday.
Yes.
And Jelani, when's the new music out as well? Might as well get that.
Yeah, November 16th.
November 16th. There you go. Callum and Swiggins up next, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you next week.